Today is National Kale Day.
I'm eating a big bowl of kale. It's supposed to be good for me.
Have a great kale day.
I'm going to be in perfect health. Kale.
Hey, if this isn't for you, Friday is National Cinnamon Roll Day.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Does this crap ever end?
It's not crap. This is good stuff.
Interpretive, postmodern, trend-setting.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
I find myself dragging my feet this morning.
I'm gonna drink some coffee.
Do you have any?
Do you have any?
Do you have any?
What? Coffee? Coffee?
Yes, coffee.
You a cop?
Are you a cop?
Why?
Because it's National Cup of Coffee with the Cop Day!
Today, law enforcement officers all over the country will sit down and build relationships over a cup of coffee.
Let's start the show. Let's get this thing started. Let's do it.
Yep. Unless you're robbing a Starbucks or a donut shop, you may not want to celebrate National Coffee with a Cop Day. Hi there, it's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. You simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You get our live show from 8-ish to 11-ish, anywhere. You can get that on Radio 434, radio434.com, the apps, and on the Alexa. And then we take all those show segments and we repack it into a podcast, and that drops around noon, and you can get that on Alexa as well. You just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And then you can also, you can find it, if you search the Mike Show VA, you can find it on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Go to our website, radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel. You'll find it there. It's really, really simple. And you can even watch the show segments on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. All right. Coming up, yes, of course, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with stupid criminals. We also have this for National Kale Day. It's a food, quote unquote, that some people pretend to like. Okay, we'll talk about that. Plus our top list. Top things you can safely assume about someone who eats kale. All right, that's all in the way. I'm not hating on it. I'm not. I want to get healthy, but I'm not eating it on the regular. Spinach. I would prefer spinach in my salad. And I know, just, you know, your standard old head of lettuce is not as healthy as these other things. I get it. We'll talk about that. We will also be talking with, here, let me pull this up. We'll be talking with Will from Foster Fuels. We'll be talking about their disaster relief efforts in the wake of the hurricane, and what you can do to help support these efforts. There are tons and tons of places that you can make donations. Gleaning for the World is doing a bunch. And there's some load-up truck events and things like that that we'll tell you about to help out the disaster victims. Which, by the way, we could have been, that could have been us, if the storm tracked differently. I'm not a meteorologist, but sometimes I play one on the radio. And that if that would have tracked differently, that could have been us. So that's anything that we can do to help these folks. Let's make an effort and let's get out there. But we'll be talking with Will from Foster Fuels and some surprising facts about how they're impacting the disaster relief efforts. Not just your local propane dealer, and they're not just your folks to grab a cup of coffee and gas up your vehicle at their convenience stores. So we'll talk with them coming up. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I covered that. All right, we're good. We're ahead of schedule. We're really not. We're behind. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click book now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
McDonald's is proud to announce that we will be introducing kale as one of our new menu items. And yeah, we know what you're thinking. Wow, Mickey D's, it's like getting all desperate and trying to lure in health nuts now. Well, first of all, screw you guys. Because that's, like, really judgmental and you don't know us. You don't know what our reasons are, okay? So just shut the hell up, McDonald's. We're just trying to do something good here, all right? So get off our ass.
The Mike Show. All right, so yeah, it is National Kale Day, and as mentioned, I'm not a huge fan of kale. I really am not. And I understand that just your standard old iceberg lettuce is not exactly going to be as healthy as something like kale. But you know, I'll go for spinach. That's fine. Be that as it may, the internet has three suggestions for how you can celebrate National Kale Day. Okay, we have a drum roll. No, good God, host a kale party. Host a potluck with family and friends where everyone brings their favorite mind-blowing kale dishes. Share a kale recipe with friends or post it on social media. Of course, there's a good chance that no one does any of these things, unless it's just for show, because kale is a food that some people just pretend to like. Also, our family and friends do not have a favorite kale dish or any recipe, really. So in honor of National Kale Day, though, here's a list of other foods that people probably pretend to like. To seem healthy, hip, or just a contrarian. All right. What's this? Should we do it from the bottom up? Let's do it from the bottom up. No, this one, the first one, which is the bottom, this is number 14. This might be controversial, but pumpkin spice anything. Yeah. These are foods, other foods that people probably pretend to like. Cauliflower pizza. Turkey bacon. Oh, good God, no.
Bacon. It's bacon!
Just stick with the real thing. Quinoa. Blue cheese. In lesser amounts, I actually love the blue cheese, and I love it. I love the blue cheese on wings. Yeah. Truffle oil. I mean, that's not bad. Real truffles in small amounts are elevating. Truffle oil just tastes like someone sprayed, like eau de gym sock on top of my fries. But no, I think it's actually kind of okay. Burgers that get mushy thanks to a ton of different sauces and ingredients. Raw oysters. I love raw oysters. Love them. Licorice. Oh, God. Foods with gold flakes. Yes, I want to poop gold. leaving tails on shrimp in a pasta dish, for the love of God.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
No, just get just take the tail off before you put it. I should not have to remove the tail. If it's in there and it's in a sauce and it's all kinds of stuff and garlic and butter and stuff, and I don't want to stick my fingers in there or try and remove the tail with my fork. It's a pain in the ass. And then there's tons of food down in that tail, okay, that if I'm just cutting it off, because, there's that person saying, well, you can use your knife. Yes, I know, I can cut it off, but there's still tons of shrimp food in that tail now, and I have to deal with where the hell am I going to put the shrimp tail? Sorry. Caviar. Tried it. Wasn't terrible. People are paying for bragging rights, though, not the taste. Number one. This is the number one. Other foods that people probably just pretend to like. Those giant milkshakes with absurd toppings, like a slice of cake, jumbo swirly lollipops, candy, sprinkles, and fairy floss. I mean, yeah, the kids go nuts for it, but let's just be honest here. They drink a little bit of it, they eat some of the toppings, and then you've got a giant milkshake that you just spent $50 for. That you can't save it. There's no saving that. How can you save it? You can't. You can't put it in the freezer. It'll stay there for freaking ever. You can't put it in the refrigerator. It'll stay there forever, or it'll just get moved around and somebody will eventually just dump it down the sink. Am I in a grumpy mood? I don't. Anyway, so that brings us to our top list. Happy National Kale Day. Based on our experience, people who enjoy kale fit a certain type of, profile, which is how we compiled today's list. It's our top list today. Top things you can safely assume about someone who likes kale. All right? All right, here we go. Number one, at least one of your kids is named Kaylee. K-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H. Kaylee. Top things you can safely assume about someone who loves kale. They own at least one yoga mat. Their radio is always tuned to NPR. Top things you can safely assume about someone who eats and loves kale. They've seen every episode of The White Lotus. They have a very complicated Starbucks order. Top things you can safely assume about someone who loves kale. They drive an EV or a hybrid or a plug-in or whatever you want to call one of those cars that lets them judge what you drive. There we go. Top things you can safely assume about someone who loves kale. They pay $6 for a bottle of asparagus water at Whole Foods. top things you can safely assume about someone who loves kale. They don't think Gwyneth Paltrow is an actress. I think she's a way of life. Top things you can safely assume about someone who loves kale. They have sex dreams about Tim Walz. The Mike Show. It's,
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Thank you. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition of the program. So darned happy you could join us. There we go. That's the man I'm voting for right there. And if you're not watching our Facebook Live, this aggression will not stand, man. Go to our Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. Lebowski rules. All right. The dude abides, man. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Now at the age of 66, Madonna has reportedly started production on a new dance album. Most of the songs are about hip replacement. Tiffany is 53 years old today. For those of you too young to know, Tiffany was the original Taylor Swift, but without all that talent. DirecTV bought competitor Dish Network for $1, which is kind of like the Titanic buying the Hindenburg. And a celebrity roller skating competition show is coming to Max. So if you're looking for a reason to sign up for Max, keep looking. This is not headline news.
No, it really isn't. It's the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition of the program. So darned happy you could join us. All right. Will we ever see the sun again? I mean, blue skies, sun. All right, let's talk about tipping. This is controversial because it seems like every place now, regardless of whether they're actually providing a service or whether they're actually bringing you the food to your table, they've got that tip thing pops up when you pay your bill. Well, anyway, most Americans, I want to go from the bottom up, so I'm not doing the headline thing. I think we should start asking for a gratuity, you know, because it seems like everybody else is. Most Americans wouldn't tip our number one, top four. We got the top four reasons, even when prompted, that people have a hard time deciding to tip. The number one is, I mean, it's huge. It's a very large percentage. Number four. Well, let's just go into the list. Number four, any restaurant worker, when you're picking up the food yourself, 51% said they would not tip. Now, our beer tenders at Three Roads, they actually physically take your order. They recommend and suggest things. They give you samples. And they really try and educate, and then they physically go back and they actually pour the beer. So they absolutely positively deserve tipping. But a restaurant worker, if you've already called in the order or you've did the order on the internet, and then you're just showing up to pick up your order, 51% say they would not tip. Fast food workers, 53% of those polled said they would not tip fast food workers. Concession stand workers, concession stand workers at sporting events, 76% would not tip. That's the $12 hot dog just stings too much. And then here, number one, this 82% of those surveyed said they would not tip their mechanic, and they would never tip them. 18% said they might, but 82% said they would never. And most Americans wouldn't tip the mechanic because I guess they're seen as professionals who already make a good wage and charge a lot and yada, yada, yada. If you have a relationship with your mechanic, put a couple bucks in a card or something or get them a gift card. I don't know. I think you should take care of your mechanic. Not like a tip. Okay. But you know, if you got a vehicle that, you know, like the old Subaru, that's a great example. We had the Subaru and it had, it ran great for a while and then it didn't. And then we replaced the engine and then it ran great for a while. But then other things were happening. It was old, you know, and so we kind of had a decent relationship with our mechanic. I would definitely, at Christmas time, give our mechanic a gift card or something, you know, nice meal out or something like that. But yeah, 82% would never tip the mechanic. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really dumb with your stupid criminals. So it balances out. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, I'd tip these guys, Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go. We don't know what you do. Quite frankly, it's really, really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow.
I don't know. Maybe they might say,
Tim Walz.
I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. There are six states where dogs are legally part of your family. New York, Alaska, California, Illinois, Maine, and New Hampshire. Number two. The official bird of the city of Redondo Beach, California, is the Goodyear blimp. heard. Number three, there is 1 hour a day where it's three different dates in three parts of the world. When it's 11 p.m. Monday in American Samoa, it is 5 a.m. Tuesday in New York, and 12 a.m. Wednesday in the Pacific Island country of
Kiribati.
Number four. The sentence, anger, 'tis safe nether. Here, take two. The sentence, and there's the quote, anger, 'tis safe never, bar it, use love, is the only known bilingual palindrome, which means it has the same meaning in Latin if you read it backwards. Huh? What? Okay, it becomes evolves ut ira brave neficit regina, which translates to rise up in order that your anger may be but a brief madness, control it. That is somebody very, very smart who came up with that. I don't know. Number five, diarrhea.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Was the leading cause of death for troops in the Civil War. Soldiers had an honor code where they wouldn't shoot someone who was pooping. All right, and those are you? Well, like not on enemy on the enemy side, the other side. Good Lord! And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
It's the Mike Show.
Tim Walz.
Coming up,
Kiribati.
No, we're not. Coming up, we have sounds though, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. We've got Will Roerig. He's joining us from Foster Fuels. Will, thank you so much for taking time today.
Absolutely. Happy to talk this morning, Mike.
In the wake of the latest hurricane that has cropped through our area, and by the way, and I'm not a meteorologist, and I mentioned this at the top of the show, I often play one on radio though. If this storm would have tracked a little bit differently, this could have been Lynchburg.
Certainly could have been, and you know, it's who would have thought that the mountains of North Carolina was going to be the hardest hit area from a large storm hitting Florida.
It is amazing. And even into Tennessee, where, you know, right in the middle of town in all of these areas, we see, you know, what used to be a city center and now it's a raging river, and it just nuts. Well, I want to talk about a couple different things. First off, We want to chat about the disaster relief efforts. Foster Fuels teaming up with Gleaning for the World. Folks, you can make donations of all of these items. And let me scroll through. There's a couple different sets of items, all kinds of household items, cleaning items, of course, waters and food, personal care, things like that. And we'll talk about that and where you can make the donations and when. But we also want to talk with Will about Foster Fuels' mission critical and disaster relief efforts all across the country. And this is something that a lot of folks are maybe not aware of. Because they think of Foster Fuels as you know, your local propane place. They think of Foster Fuels as the place where you gas up and grab your coffee in the morning. But Will, tell us about your Mission Critical division.
Right. So the Mission Critical division grew out of just recognizing a need. It dates back to Hurricane Isabel, 2004, I believe. Really grew in and after Hurricane Katrina, and we recognized that there was a need out there that we could fill. And, you know, and frankly, the community here, the greater kind of Lynchburg, Campbell County, Southside Virginia area has got a lot of talent and a lot of good, hardworking people that can get out there and help those in need. And it's grown substantially. We are have commitments nationwide. We've been to Haiti and Puerto Rico and done good, you know, all over the place. And it's just good to get out and help those that are really having their worst day.
And you guys work closely with FEMA. And when there is, you know, either weather or natural disaster or something that may impact our nation, you guys actually mobilize, you know, days ahead of time. Weeks ahead of time sometimes, and you guys are you know, some of the first on the scene after these disasters.
We are guaranteed to be on site within 48 hours of FEMA asking us to be there anywhere in the continental United States. We also have agreements in several U.S. territories, Alaska, Hawaii. We're there for it, and we're happy to help. And it's you know, it's been a longstanding relationship with FEMA, and they really work hard to help these folks that needed them, you know, after these events.
That is just tremendous. Now, in response with this latest hurricane and the disaster, you guys are working with and teaming up with Gleaning for the World to help raise just really vital needed materials and things, items to be donated. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Gleaning is a great organization, and you know, anybody that's seen any news sees the need out there. But it really needs to be delivered in a organized and structured way, so it can get to the people that need it most. And we're collecting at all Foster Fuel showrooms, so any of those you can stop by and deliver any of these products. You see, you shared the list here. There are several other locations around town. Brown's Heating and Air, Lynchburg Christian Academy is doing it. They're just, you know, I not to get to preach here, but Luke 12 tells us that to whom much is given, much is expected. And I think right now we've got a lot to give in this area, and there's a lot of folks out there that need the help.
Absolutely. And preach away, because again, we're lucky, we're blessed that we're not the region that was devastated and impacted by this, but we can certainly mobilize and help. And you know, hats off to you guys for helping to organize this as well. In addition to fuel, in addition to other things that Foster does throughout the country, especially with disaster relief, you guys also deliver water.
Water, yes, sir. We've got quite a few water trucks out there delivering to hospitals, nursing homes, those types of facilities that just, well, obviously a hospital cannot be without water. We're able to set up and pressurize the building itself with potable water. So it takes that worry off of, you know, if a hospital doesn't have water, they're shut down. And what do you do with all those, you know, in need then?
Absolutely. Well, this is amazing, and it's great information. We will link up all the locations that you can make donations. And if you're listening and not looking at the graphic that's on your screen, food items, non-perishable food items, manual can openers, plastic food containers, Ziploc bags, things like that, baby supplies, of course. Think about anything that you and your family would need, personal care items, shelter supplies, batteries, flashlights, emergency candles, pet supplies. I mean, the doggos and the kitties need to eat too. Household items and other things, juices, Gatorade, stuff like that. We'll post the list up on our Facebook at The Mike Show VA. You can also check out Foster Fuel's social media and Gleaning for the World social as well. And they've got the complete list up. And we'll link up all the locations where you can donate. Will, thank you so much for taking time today. We really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike. And thanks for getting the word out.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right, last night's vice presidential debate was pretty uneventful. In fact, we can sum it up for you in less than 30 seconds.
Governor Walz, you are first.
Bernie Sanders, Dick Cheney, the folks who missed Dancing with Our Stars, and Taylor Swift.
Senator Vance.
The most incredible people anywhere in the world.
Thank you both for participating in the only vice presidential debate of this election cycle.
Sounds amazing. Amazing. I love both of their positions. All right, let's see. Skip that. Let's go to viral videos. People in Hudson, Florida, near Tampa, were out in a boat after Hurricane Helene looking for people who needed help. They saw a small fire inside a flooded house, but fire trucks couldn't get there, so they got creative. They pulled their boat under the carport next to a window, threw something in to break it, then used their motor to splash it with water. Here, listen.
All right, go. There's a lot of window. You got it. I think you got it. That is perfect. You got it. It's just smoking.
I just put out a fire, dog.
All right, so they ended up saving the house. It turns out a lawnmower battery ended up sparking the fire. Let's skip that. The State Fair of Texas is happening right now, and a brewery called Martin House Brewing brought their mustard beer to the fair. I said their mustard beer.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. This sounds like a limited release, which was produced with a local company called Fletcher's Corny Dogs. Here's the owner of Fletcher's Corny Dogs, Amber Fletcher.
There's not a lot of changes that you can do with a corny dog. And so we had an idea. We had the thought of doing mustard beer. And I know a lot of people are going to think mustard beer, that sounds disgusting. but it's actually incredible. It's bold. It's tangy. If you like vinegar, if you like mustard, you're going to love this beer.
You know, I might go for that. A McDonald's in Tucson, Arizona used a large inflatable Ronald McDonald mascot to celebrate its grand reopening. Some locals were very upset about it for some reason. Here's the owner of that McDonald's talking about the inflatable.
There were a few people that thought that it was not appropriate for the area that we're in. Our intent was never to make anyone upset, not one customer at all. So we've made the business decision to keep it down for the near future and probably for good.
Why? What's wrong with Ronald McDonald? I mean, is he creepy? Oh, yeah, he is a creepy clown. You know, that might have been it. John Amos. Best known for playing the dad on 70s TV show Good Times, died yesterday of natural causes. He was 84. Here he is in a scene from the top-rated Norman Lear show. His character James is jealous when a mystery man brings flowers to his wife, Florida.
Mr. Harris!
It's Oscar!
Who is this? Oscar.
These are for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I just happened to be passing by this florist, and I saw those Japanese tea roses. It reminded me of this afternoon, and I just couldn't resist buying them.
Now, who is this? What's going on, and what happened this afternoon?
Nothing. We just had lunch together. That's all.
Lunch?
James, this is Oscar Harris, the head of my department.
Well, somebody tell me something. What were you two doing having lunch in the first place?
Celebrating finishing the inventory.
Now, we had a wonderful time once your wife got comfortable on the floor.
You want to run that by me again?
James, it was a Japanese restaurant.
No, I understand.
Oscar, we were just about to sit down to dinner. Would you care to join us?
We ain't got enough food.
All right. John Amos also starred in the television miniseries Roots and in the movie Coming to America. His breakout role was Gordy, the weatherman, on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Let's see. Skip that. Oh, man. These actually do come in threes. Ken Page, best known as the voice of Oogie Boogie in The Nightmare Before Christmas, died peacefully at his home in St. Louis. He was 70. Here's some of Oogie Boogie's song from the movie soundtrack.
Better pay attention now, cause I'm the boogeyman.
Yeah.
And if you aren't shaking, there's something very wrong, cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song.
Danny Elfman did the music for the movie. And a set of Ken, he was simply one of the best, most generous souls, talented and then some. Ken was also a well-known Broadway performer. Let's see. Skip that. Oh, we're going to comedian. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Today, National Kale Day. So here's comedian Elaine Boozler on the healthy vegetable kale.
Everybody wants to live longer. They will eat anything to live longer, but I guarantee you, here's something you will never hear anybody say. Oh, please take it away already. I can't stop eating that kale. That kale is so good. No, it's not. It's packing material. You can't chew kale. I took it back to the store. I said, you can't chew this. He said, you have to go like this. I said, what, roll it and smoke it? Is it prescription kale? Does everything have to have kale in it now? Kale chips, kale cookies, kale crackers. What kind of dog is that? Oh, he's a kale doodle. What goes with the kale? The quinoa. We have to have the quinoa. Nobody knows what it is. You can't find it in the store. Ask somebody who works in the market. Excuse me, where's the quinoa? The what? The quinoa? I'll too.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show. I'm seeing sun out the window and a little bit of blue sky. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Your weather forecast. This portion of of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. Okay, now this isn't criminal, but it's a story that I didn't get a chance to read earlier, and this is the last segment of today's show, so I figure I'll throw it in there. And you know, it's like public safety related and stuff like that, so anything like that we tend to throw into this segment. According to the Associated Press, Hurricane Helene and its accompanying storms dumped a whopping, get this, 40 trillion gallons of rain on the U.S. over the past week. Yep. That is literally enough to completely fill Lake Tahoe once, or fill more than 60 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. It's also the equivalent of roughly 619 days of constant water flow over the Niagara Falls, which, by the way, dumps 748,000 gallons of water every second. Meteorologist Ryan Moe, is that Moe? A former national, was the NOAA, that's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration chief. He's their chief scientist, former, was the one who calculated the amount of rain. The 40 trillion gallons. I bet he had to take his shoes off to count his toes, too. Anyway, the 40 trillion gallons of water total was for the eastern United States, with 20 trillion of that hitting just five states, Georgia, Tennessee, the Carolinas, and Florida. A man named Ed Clark is the head of the National Water Center in Alabama. He thinks that 40 trillion number might even be conservative because the calculation was only for rain that fell through Sunday, and 1 to 2 trillion more gallons of rain fell since then, particularly right here in Virginia. So, yeah, I mean, nuts. Absolutely nuts. All right, let's get to stupid criminals. When someone is hammered on an airport runway, the pilot might turn around and go back to the gate, but this woman wasn't on the plane. She was driving a silver Nissan. I said she was driving a silver Nissan. Yeah. Police in Oklahoma arrested a woman accused of drunk driving at the Tulsa Riverside Airport last weekend. Air traffic control had to call police and said the Nissan was blocking a runway where a plane was trying to land. A pilot who was taxiing his plane saw the vehicle, so he got out and confronted the driver. He saw the car was full of beer cans, so he reached in the car and took the keys. The driver, Bonnie Campbell, was arrested for felony aggravated DUI, and she was taken to the hospital for treatment. Officers said they found 18 empty beer cans inside the vehicle, along with a cardboard box of Coors Light, an empty six-pack container, and a garbage bag full of other beer cans. She blew a .34 on the state's breathalyzer test, more than four times the legal limit. Thank God there's good news. All right. What is this? A goat named Joshua joined a half marathon in Newfoundland, Canada, on Sunday. His owners caught up with him with a quarter mile left to go and walked him the rest of the way. Here's the organizer that awarded him a medal.
Chitter chatter started about how there had been a goat that had kind of joined in on the race. I was asked to, I guess, volunteer and participate at the finish line for the marathon. My job essentially was to present the medals to the runners. So then the owners essentially kind of caught him, I guess, and brought him down to the finish line, at which point then we awarded him with his medal.
Okay, there you go. That's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting their annual food drive for the entire month of October to benefit local food pantries throughout Central Virginia. They need your help to surpass the goal of 15,000 pounds of food. Donate unexpired, non-perishable food items, cleaning, and hygiene products. And if your business or organization would be interested in hosting a box, please contact United Way of Central Virginia. The October food drive benefits 13 local food banks and pantries just in time for the holiday season. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for a list of collection sites or take your donations to the United Way of Central Virginia's offices at 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg. Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information and be the change. All right. Well, we will add that to the thing and the other thing. So we'll play that now. All right, so yes, the food drive is going on in October. They also have the Williams Golf Tournament going on on Friday? Yeah, it's on Friday. And there still may be some some tee times and stuff available for that, so you can get in contact with the United Way of Central Virginia. That is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?